Tonight, Shir Simen Kuf Sadi Zayin Seif Gimel and Seif Dalid Seif Gimel Hamitzareif. When a person joins for Zimun, Sarach Levarech Baruch Achrona Amal Shalachal. He's going to have to make a Baruch Achrona on the food he ate, like the vegetable that he ate, to join the others. Ve'eno Nifta Bevirchas Hamazon Shal Elo. He won't be Yotze with the Birchas Hamazon of the others. When do we say that's sufficient that the one who completes the zimun eats anything? That's to make 10 to include Hashem's name in the zimun. But if there are only two and he's the third, he cannot join them to create a mezumen unless he eats a kezayis of bread. Ve'yesh omrim, others say, that b'kezayis dogon mahani afilu enopas, that if you had a kezayis of any grain, cooked grain, even though it's not bread, that's also sufficient to create the zimun. Ve'yesh omrim, and the third sheet says, that b'yoraku b'chol machal mahani, there's no difference creating a zimun for 3 or for 10. A vegetable, any other food, would be sufficient to make the zimun possible. The earlier view holds, when you have enough for a mezumen, you just want to be able to say Hashem's name, there's less of a requirement. But to create a zimun from scratch, you need 3 or 8 bread. And the next she says, no, as long as you have mezonos, that's good enough. And the third says, it doesn't make any difference. Even to create zimun from scratch, as long as he ate something, a kezayis, he can join them. Hilkach, therefore, shnayim she'ochlu bo shlishi, 2 who ate. Halacha l'maisa, what do you do? 3 shitas. 2 ate, and the third comes along. If they could convince him to eat a kezayis of bread, gavaldik, and they can make him a zuman. If he doesn't want, don't give him anything to eat or drink, like Sidoim. Don't give him to drink, don't give him to eat, because then you get into a shayla if there's a zuman. If he's willing to have bread, gavaldik, because he eats all the shitas. He's not willing to have bread, go sit someplace else, don't eat with us, because we don't want to shy if you have Muslim or not. Vim unless they did. They're not from Sidoim. Have it, some chips, have a drink. And he ate with them, but didn't wash. Yizamnu imo, they can make the Muslim. Afa pisha in the even though he doesn't want to eat bread. The one who joins the others has to make his own Baruch Achrona. When he finishes hearing the Birchas Zimun, he'll say his own Baruch Achrona. He's not going to be Yotze with benching. What's Lomir to say? That means even if he wants to pay attention, to be Yotze with, he hears them saying Birchas Zimun, Gamkin lo mahani, it won't help. We hold this way later to Simon Reshches. The ain Birchas Shlosha poteres me'ein shalosh. Birchas Shlosha is Birchas Amazon will not exempt you if you need me'ein shalosh, for the Birchas Brein Nefashos, nor will it cover Brein Nefashos. Achim ochal tamar, but if he ate dates, or shase yain, or drank wine, bevadai mahani b'di'evit, that would help b'di'evit if he benched. The kailam is simon reshches, because we hold the simon reshches, then b'di'evit, ve'irach alein, Birchas Amazon, yotza. If b'di'evit, someone benched when he ate dates or wine, drank wine, he would be yotze with benching. There's a special din of sa'ad that's satisfying. Well, if yimad the pasku sham kam achorim, now based on what many achorim paskin later on, the afal daisa, even on a cooked grain, in berch berchas amaz, if he benched, yotze is yotze, not like the mechaber, then gam b'daisa din hachi, then the same would be true with a cooked grain. V'kaz ha-magen ha-vand ha-magen ha-maitz, the third person here, or the tenth person, should have in mind not to be yotze benching. Because it should get the proper bracha achrona and not benching. Because benching is not the proper bracha achrona for these things. So ideally, you'll have in mind not to be yotze. The mechaber begins by saying, when does eating vegetables help to close the amount of, to make the amount of people for Zimun, to make 10. The Belavdi day, because even without him, Yeshchi of Zimun, Mino Oichlan Pas, there's already an obligation to bench Mezumin from those who ate bread. We only need him to mention Hashem's name, so you don't need that much from him. But if you have two, and you want to mistar for third, sifkan yuches kazayis pas. We want him to eat a kazayis of bread, the mechuyav birchas hamazon. So he should need birchas hamazon just like that. Sifkan yutes bekazayis dagim mechulu. Then there's a yesh oimim that he doesn't have to have bread. Even a kazayis of grain is good enough. Hainu could go and daisa like a cooked grain. Ukiyotz or anything like that. B'minei mazon shechayv levarach lev bracha achmen shalosh. Anything that he would be required to make an alamichya if he eats a kazayis. Sifkan Chaf, the Biyarak Ubekol Maichol, the third Yesh Om, the third Shita, the second Yesh Om says, even with vegetables and other foods, he can make the Zeman of three. For what didn't Shtia, and the same is true, he could drink something. For Chanal Besif Beis in Nasara, like we said in Sif Beis, by making ten. The Tam Deyazu, the reason behind this opinion, the Svirlo, this Yesh Om holds, the Indian Save the Zeman Akilu Gam, the Indian Shlosha. That to create three from a zuman, we're lenient even to create three. Since two of them ate bread, and they have to bench. As long as the third one ate a kazayis, that he needs to make a bracha achrona. Therefore, bottom line, what do you do with all these shitas? When you have two, and the third person shows up, you offer him to have bread. Hopefully he'll have bread. This is the Shulchan Aruch's way of trying to determine how to resolve the machlokes. We encourage the third party to wash and eat bread. Dafka, specifically, we want to have bread. To be yeretz the first shita. And if he doesn't want, don't give him anything to eat. Because that enters into a suffix obligation. But if they gave him something which wasn't bread, they'll have to be choshes for the second shita, actually it's the third shita, the second yeshoimim, that they would mezamen. Sifkan chaf beis lishtois to drink. Va'achshav noagin, today the minig is shem lo rotzel lechol pas, if he doesn't want to wash and have bread. We will offer him to drink or eat like the last shita.
But not water.
Not water. Se'iv Dalid. Chaverim sha'achlu ke'echad. Friends who eat together. Ketzasam achlu k'dei sivya, u'ketzasam lo achlu el kezayis. Some of them ate sufficient to be full, others just ate a kezayis. Im kulam yodim levarich, if they all know how to bench, it's a mitzvah for the one who ate and is full to be the mezamin and the one who benches to motzi the others. But if they don't all know how to bench, then even the one who just ate a kezayis, if he knows how to bench, will be the one to bench for the others. We want the one who has the chi of the araisa to bench to be motzi the others. But if they don't have a bench, and the one who ate a kazayis does know how, so the one who ate the kazayis should be motzi them. Let's stop here before the Ramo and see the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkan chav gimel mitzvah v'chulu. It's a mitzvah to give the one who ate and is full to bench. The kevan d'harbi mehem ochel k'dei sviya, since a number of them did eat till they're full. U'mechuyav mevirchas amozim and ateres. So their obligation to bench is midiraisa. Mutav sheyotziyem gamkin oso sheoch de sevia. So it's best if someone who also ate kazei sevia would be motzi them umechuyv menater kamoso, because he has the same obligation to bench midirais like the others. The kasu achrom dachronim right. The kolze im motzi amavirchas amozim. This is if he's coming to motzi them in benching. Avle mevarchin kol echad b'fnei atzmo. But if they're all going to bench themselves, what do we do? Ela sheechad mezamin alehem. But one is going to lead the zimun. Then look at Tino Kulei. We're not so particular. Even the one who ate a kezayis could be the mezamin. It's benching we're concerned about, that the one who's benching to be mostly the others should eat kedei sevia. But if they're all doing their own benching, then we don't care who's mezamin. The Sharat Siyan Tezayin explains, the birchas zimun according to most poskim is drabon. If birchas hazimun is drabbanan, benching is the araisa. If birchas hazimun is drabbanan, according to most poskim, so then we don't care who's the mezamin. The note spring, the Chazon Ish, was upset with this. who are these Rov Poskim? He holds Birzim as Diraisa. He holds Diraisa. But this gets into the issue is, what is he a Savig Yifish Bazaman or not? So we made distinctions to do with 3 yes, with 10 not. But if you hold this at the Araisa, that's going to push you to yes, Mizami. Sivkan Chavdad, Yochel Lohotzi V'chulu. If they all don't know how to bench, then even the one who ate a Kazayas can bench for the others. Dimin HaTayra, you want to go straight to the Din the Araisa, Yochel Lohotzi Chavir V'chazamozan, Alpi Shloach HaKlal. Even someone who doesn't eat at all could bench for someone else who needs it. Because this friend did eat, he has to bench, and he can't. And all Yidden are responsible for each other. The problem is, it sounds like you're saying a lie. But Mesha Omer to respond, didn't eat. One has eaten Gazayas first. Look at the Bagan Avram, he has a doubt. The fees according to this, let's say it's two people. So there's no zimun. After the yochel lohotzi chaver shen yochel yodei levarich, afil no ochel klal. So maybe one can motzi the other, even if he didn't eat at all, because the other one needs to bench and he doesn't know how. So I'll bench for him. But he's inclined to be strict, not to allow that. Now the rabbi also writes the midrabanan. That the Rabbanon said that one person shouldn't be motzi someone else in benching. He's also obligated. We also find this explicit in the Chedushi Ra'ah to Meseches Brachos, Ubedvar Roshana Chartes, Ushinikvetzis Brachos Tafim Ches, and some look over there. The halacha over there is for Brachos, Brachos Nanin. You're not going to make the bracha for someone else unless you're being nana too. For birchas mitzvahs, I can make the bracha for someone else. But for hanah, not. So the real question is, does that only mean the bracha rishona, which is simply what it means? So also mean bracha achrona. And that's what this discussion is about. These shitas are saying, it's not just bracha rishona, it's bracha achrona too. The chacham wants, if you don't eat, don't make the bracha for him. Others say, bracha rishona maskim. But bracha achrona is a whole different story. And that's the shayla, can I make the bracha achrona for someone else? Ultimately, if you're going to be Mahmud, he says, what you're going to do is one person is going to bench and the other one will, word for word, just repeat after him the words. And that's how he'll be Yitz. The Ramah concludes, Yesh Omer, there's an opinion. There's no obligation to bench, min ha-tayra, in lo shasa, unless he drank. Futar v'lishtos, when he wants to drink. So Mordechai and a Sefer Yerayim, that visavata means you're not thirsty. And if you're thirsty, it's not v'savata. That's that shita. V'tov lizor l'chadchila. And one should be careful l'chadchila. In miksas and shasu, miksas and lo shasu, if some drank and some did not drink, sheyivarach mishashasa. Then you want the one who drank to be the one to bench, because he's the v'savata person, who's mechuyev d'arayis, according to this shita, whereas the others are not. Mishnubur sivkan chafei. Yesh omrim she'enu chai v'chud. There's an opinion that you're not chayv to bench min ha-Torah if you didn't drink and you're thirsty. The sphere who they hold. The Madadarsha Meir Begumar, the Meir makes a Darsh Nagumar, Vachalta, Zuachila, Visavata, Zushtia, Viachalta is eating, Visavata is drinking. Hakavon it means, Dim Shasala Achra Achila, that when you drink after you eat, Oz Chayaloch, then you have a Chiv to bench. Vemlav, if not, Eno Chayav Elmedabon, the Chiv is only Dabonon. Sevkan Chavav, who Tarlishtos, but he's thirsty, that's when it's not the Araisa. Dim Eno Tarlishtos, because let's say he's not thirsty. Everyone agree with achila, you could be full too. It's just saying if you ate and now you're thirsty, which is normal, then you're not mechuyev d'iraisa yet until you drink to satisfy the thirst. We want the one who's benching to have drank. What's the limit to say? Based on what the mechaber said beforehand. If you have someone who's mechuyev d'iraisa, sheyodei levarach knows at a bench. Mitzvah Shivarach Hu Lahotzi Achem. We want him to mevarach the motzi the others. So using that rationale, Tov Lachosh Gam L'Shita Zu, we should also be careful with this opinion. Sheyivarech Mishashos Achichilaso Lahotzi Achem. That the one who drank after the meal should be the one to bench for the others. To Mechuy Bevadai Medirais, he's certainly Mechuy Medirais going to all the dais. Imlo Shoson Shoshosu Enyo Nevarach, unless the ones who drank don't know how to bench. Then the one who doesn't drink will have to motzi him, The Mechaber said the same thing. The one who ate the Gezayis will have to bench for the one who ate Kedei Sevilla, if he's the only one who knows how to bench. So we want the one who drank to bench. Now, nonetheless, if some of them ate and are satisfied, but they didn't drink, and the others just had a kezayis, but they did drink, so who's better? We want the ones who ate and are full to bench, even though they didn't drink, rather than the one who ate a kezayis and did drink. Because the one who ate till he's full is mechuyev derayis to the bench, according to most poskim, even though they didn't drink. It's true. The Mordechai quotes the Re'eim that you're not mechuyev until you drink. It's a das yachid. So we're going to go by the majority of you that eating kedei sevia is v'savata. Mi shahaya saveya kodesh shalachal. A person was full, and he sat down to eat anyway. Maybe he had a big smorgasbord, and now he comes to the meal. V'achal achila gasa, and his eating was totally achila gasa. So it's tzorech lo achila. It was unnecessary. He wasn't hungry. He really didn't have room for it. And he forces it in. Aval pikein. Nonetheless, if nana grono me'os achila, if he enjoyed it, it tasted good. He makes brachas before and after. He gives mitzvah to someone else. But if it's disgusting to him, there's no pleasure in this. Then he can't make a bracha. Not before, not after. This isn't even called an achila. They call mitzvah shabbatur whenever the Torah has a mitzvah to eat. Question: this bar is tough. I involve some toughish base. We have this later on. So, if it's such an achila gasa that it's disgusting to him, so then there's not going to be any brachas b'chal. Now, he mentioned this chiddush, the Mordechai, Yesh Omrim, that he's not mechuyev to bench to Yeraisa if he's thirsty. So what if a person wants to bench and he's thirsty? So notes bring that Rabbi Yosef said that a Yerei Shamayim will not bench until he drinks. He'll make sure to drink first. And since the Chofetz Chaim was knowing this way, he made sure to drink after the meal. The question then is like this: what if he eats and he's thirsty and he benches? Then afterwards he gets a drink and he drinks. Geshmak. Is he mechuyev to bench now? According to the Mordechai, the Chofetz is mechuyev to bench now. Now he's a savata. That's the problem you run into. The problem you run into is when you take the drink after you benched. If you are thirsty at the end of a meal, you should really make every effort to drink before you bench. That's the bottom line. Okay, I'll bench with them and I'll take a drink later. You get all kinds of problems.